This happened in the 900 block of West South Boulevard yesterday afternoon. Officers say they found a man shot with non-life-threatening injuries. Right now, no arrests have been made. An Alabama corrections officer has been arrested on charges of accepting money to help smuggle items into a state prison. Corrections officials say that Willie Jean McLemore Jr. is charged with using his official position for financial gain. And the Southern Poverty Law Center is threatening to sue over a panhandling ordinance passed last week by the Montgomery City Council. Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says he will delay implementation for at least 60 days to address concerns about the legality of this ordinance. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You wouldn't go to a mechanic and expect them to bake a great birthday cake, so why use all-in-one contractors who dabble in a little bit of everything but aren't pros of anything? Baron Coleman from News & Views here. Don't get caught up in using a jack-of-all-trade and a master of none. At Chase Interiors, Chase Interiors does one thing, ceiling and wall repair. From drywall cracks to holes in your walls or ceilings, that's their specialty. Always on time, they try to make the process as pleasant and painless as possible. Trust the pros. Trust Chase Interiors. 799-1502, 799-1502 for Chase Interiors.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no.
Welcome back in the News and Views. 5 minutes after 11 o'clock. This is Blue Water Broadcasting, airing live all throughout the River Region for, gosh, 13 straight hours a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot.
I was talking to Jay when we did the show transition between the morning show, 3 Men and a Lady, and this show, that we need to keep the door open at night and let some of the breath out of here. 13 hours of live radio has its effects. On the smell and steaminess of a room.
Your terrible breath.
It's all breathy in here. People wonder why I cough and hack on the air.
I know, right?
I had a little cold over the weekend. Just a hint of a cold. And so when I came in Monday, I didn't have you to lean on because you were gone.
Right. Yeah, I know.
So
I abandoned Baron.
I had to do 3 hours of like post-nasal drip and a hack. And I'm sure that sounded great to the people at home. Do you know what? I don't complain. We're all professionals here.
Don't complain
here.
At all.
My man Rich Anderson to run for Court of Civil Appeals. I supported him last year when he ran for Court of Criminal Appeals. I'll support him again when he runs for Court of Civil Appeals.
Rich is a good guy.
He's a great human being. I truly, truly, truly like Rich Anderson. I will be encouraging people To support Rich Anderson in this race. I hope he gets some support from some of the establishment folks. He's a good man, a good guy. His father was a judge.
He ran a good, clean race last time.
Oh, very clean. And became like one of the best friends, the guy who beat him.
He really could have, he really could have taken the bark off of that guy and made it interesting.
Yeah.
Or not interesting, but made it, you know.
It could have gone negative.
He could have, he could have engendered some ill will, and he did not. The people that saved money by him not doing that should hopefully reward him by backing him this time. Because he'd be a good judge. He knows what he's doing, that's for sure. In terms of, doesn't he do all the, doesn't he do like, he responds to death penalty repeals, basically.
Yeah. Well, he does, yeah, I mean, he's an appellate lawyer, which is perfect for the Court of Appeals.
But, I mean, that's specifically when people say, you know, I deserve to be off death row because of X, he says, wrong.
Wrong.
And I believe he has a pretty good record.
Yeah.
Pretty good record.
No doubt about it. He's a fantastic guy. Great human being.
And, he was there last night.
I do encourage people to run.
Making the rounds.
He was there last night. And he had his campaign button on. Big fan of campaign buttons. Myself. Russians coming to Alabama for a Planned Parenthood and abortion benefit.
Wait, what?
Yeah. A controversial Russian band known worldwide for their radical activism will perform in Birmingham.
Oh, they're called P-Riot?
I think they're called Saturn.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
You remember that whole thing?
Oh, yeah. Kitty Cat Riot?
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is right. It is Kitty Cat Riot.
Yeah.
You're right.
I figured as much.
Controversial Russian band. Are they allowed to play in Russia? It's going to be a sold-out concert in Birmingham.
No, remember they got, like, they got arrested, like, and like for a while.
But, in Russia.
Yeah, but they didn't get tortured.
It's 7 p.m. tonight. If they didn't get tortured, too bad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they didn't get sent to, like, the gulag. They just stayed in, like, they stayed in, like, the Rikers of Moscow, which is probably its own level of torture.
It's at the Saturn in Birmingham. It is sold out. I'm looking at tickets right now.
Well, I mean,
sold out.
Saturn holds, what, 300 people?
But 300, you tell me 300 people paying money to go support, like, a death cult?
Yeah, that didn't shock me at all.
I guess you have to do it at a small venue so it'll sell out.
Right. And you can, you know.
You know who was the first country in the world to recognize abortion, legal abortion?
Russia.
Soviet Union, 1920.
Shocker.
1920. The first to support legalized abortion. Tomorrow, next year will be 100 years of legal abortion somewhere in the world.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty wild. Pretty wild stuff. Our number 272928 is the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. I got an update on a story that we had earlier this month, I think, or maybe late last month. Remember the like $1 billion worth of cocaine that was found?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was different from the $1 billion worth of LSD in that guy's office, right?
Totally different.
Oh, okay. So that was different $1 billion worth of drugs
but
a totally different place.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just saying.
And that was at a government institution.
Uh-huh. And what about this one?
This one was on a boat.
I'm on a boat.
In Philadelphia. The boat was owned by J.P. Morgan, the investment bank.
Yeah. Well...
A boat owned by J.P. Morgan had over $1 billion worth of cocaine on it. $1.3 billion worth of cocaine on it. 18,000 kilos.
Well, you know, it's a good investment until your boat gets seized in Philadelphia. You know? They probably thought their ship had come in, no pun intended. You know?
The world's second largest container ship. Owned by J.P.
Morgan.
Well,
so how could they possibly know that they had $1.3 billion worth of cocaine on it, you know?
Wow. In the usual suspects, the amount of cocaine that was on that boat was just $91
million. Oh.
This is $1.3 billion.
So this is like over 10 times more.
It was a shipping container full of cocaine.
Yeah.
That's a lot of cocaine.
Yeah.
You know, I read somewhere that to supply the nation's heroin habit takes multiple shipping containers a day coming into the United States.
Good.
How do you get that much heroin in here without the government knowing? Wink, wink.
Right. Exactly. Good Lord.
They like the government to be doped up. They like our people to be doped up.
Good Lord.
So we got Russians coming to Alabama. We got J.P. Morgan owning $1 billion worth, a boat that has $1 billion in cocaine on it. This is great. Bo Holt says, thank you and George for the kind words. Just left training and just tuned in. Great to seeing you and a great time.
Notice he doesn't mention that I sat at his table for half the day.
Yeah, Bo.
Thanks, Bo.
Well, maybe he meant you plural.
Oh.
You can be plural.
Oh, okay.
But in the South, it's usually y'all.
Yeah.
You know, you is plural, though. You can say you come
Correct.
With me.
Right.
You don't say y'all come with me.
I think, you know, personally, I think y'all is singular, and all y'all is plural.
All y'alls? Hey, when you say y'alls, is it two apostrophes?
Yes.
Y apostrophe A-L-L apostrophe S?
Yeah.
That looks ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Looks like it's written in a foreign language.
Well,
y'alls.
You know.
I don't know. Trump expected to order citizenship question added to the census despite the Supreme Court ruling last week. President
That's
Donald Trump. I love this. I love this. I love this answer. President Trump expected to announce on Thursday he's taking executive action to add a citizenship question to the census, according to administration officials. Trump tweeted he will hold a press conference in the afternoon to discuss his latest efforts at including the citizenship question as part of the census. Quote, the White House will be hosting a very big and very important social media summit today. We already covered that one. But at its conclusion, they're going to talk about census and citizenship. And the NBC News confirmed the news conference. He's expected to announce executive action adding the question. Here's my question. Have you ever seen one of those census forms? You ever filled one out?
Yeah.
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 Detailed, long.
Yep.
Who cares if it asks if you're a citizen? I don't understand the argument against it with all the other stuff that's asked on there. Why is that the one that gets people?
What's the truth on the, like, when was it first asked and when did they stop asking?
I think it got asked in 1950 and maybe came off in the last
I saw something that said that, you know, of course, that that Obama's the guy that took it off. And I'd like, you know, I don't believe everything I read, so I'd like to know if that's actually true.
I don't know that Obama is the one that took it off. Maybe. I'm trying to find. But I can't, of course, because Google doesn't want you to find anything that's might benefit President Trump. You can't search anything on Google anymore. You know, they took down pictures of Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton?
Really?
On Google Images? You used to be able to Google Jeff Epstein, Bill Clinton, and it would be populated with thousands of images. Mm-hmm. No more.
Wow.
No more. People have been trying to get them put back up by using algorithms on websites, so they might have some on there now. But yeah, they'd basically taken them off for a while.
Hmm.
Google sucks. I like this. Psychiatric diagnoses are scientifically meaningless in treating mental health. This is on studyfinds.org. It's a cool story. No two people are exactly alike, therefore attempting to classify each unique individual's mental health issues into neat categories just doesn't work. That's the claim coming out of the United Kingdom, sure to ruffle some psychologists' feathers. Most people are being diagnosed with mental illness, more people, excuse me, diagnosed with mental illnesses than ever before. You know why I think that is?
Why is that?
Two reasons. One is it's more socially acceptable to seek help,
mm-hmm.
so you end up with a diagnosis. Two, I think there's this something in this victim game that mm-hmm. leads a lot of people to seek out a diagnosis.
Oh, for sure.
So that they can say, it's not me.
Well, like,
I've got a diagnosis.
You and I both enjoy reading advice columns.
Yeah, I love advice columns. I read them almost every day.
And one of my favorites is I mean, they almost every one of them leads with, I have crippling social anxiety,
yeah.
or I have, you know, this or that, or I'm on the spectrum, or, I mean, it's just, you know, every single one of them just, you know, has some kind of, I have to deal with my anxiety and self-care. And it's like, I mean.
Here's my thing.
I tell you what self-care was from the beginning of time until like 8 years ago. Get Blotto.
Go have a beer.
All right. You know, go down to your local watering hole, have a couple pops, you know, feel a little bit better, go home and sleep it off.
Yeah, beer is the, and Homer Simpson accurately described it, the cause of.
And solution
and
to.
And solution to most
of life's problems.
Yeah. But it's, I think that's what it is. But this study's interesting because it says basically everybody keeps getting crammed into the same five categories. Bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, depressive disorders, anxiety disorders you referenced, and trauma-related disorders. Well, you know what? Going back to anxiety, everybody has anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
I've been talking on the radio for 9 total years, 5 years full-time. And I still get a little anxiety at 9:04 as the music starts.
Yeah.
You know? You get that little lump in your throat. Your heart beats a little faster. You take that, take that deep breath, and then you start talking.
I'm like, I hope I have like a good take on what, you know, whatever stories Baron has, or you know, like, or this morning I got caught up. I was listening to something in the car because usually I'm early enough in the parking lot, and then I mill around. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I don't really want to mill around today. I'm going to listen to this. And I looked at the thing and like had to run in here, you know. And you're like, you got to get in that mindset. You know, it's sort of the same thing with like an event like last night. You just have to like get in the mindset of, you know, people want to talk to you, and that's like your job for the next couple hours. I worked for a dude one time, and it was the greatest thing ever. We were going to an event, and it was all these people, and he was not popular among this group, but he kind of forced someone to throw a fundraiser for him. And we were walking in, he goes, "This is going to be the best. Everyone in here hates me. Watch this." And "Hey, Baron, how are you?" You know, I mean, just worked the whole room.
Yeah.
And everybody eating out of his hand. And I was like, that is a politician.
That's the guy who knows what he's doing. Yeah. But I mean, I've been teaching classes and seminars and whatever for a long time. You still get that little, I mean, if you had a heart rate, and I do, I carry a heart rate monitor on me all the time. I'm at 61 beats per minute right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I was at probably 905 as the mics got hot today for the first time?
85.
80 or 100?
Yeah.
And then you calm down over a couple segments and everything, and then you're back to normal, 61, which is a little above my resting heart rate, which is around 52, 54.
Bjorn Borg over here. No. He was known for having a really low heart rate.
Was he really?
Resting heart rate. Yeah.
What is your resting heart rate?
Probably like 110.
No, you'd be dead.
I'm a giant.
Still, you'd be dead.
Nah, like mid-70s probably.
Yeah. You know what?
I'm not in the greatest.
You know what mine was before I started running? Like as low as I ever calculated it, wake up out of bed and everything, right. 85.
Yeah.
And it was frequently 100. And you wonder why you run around tired all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a little exercise is good for you.
It is good
Dave.
For you. Well, I know that.
Number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. He's David Mowry. I'm Baron Coleman. This is News and Views. Your calls are welcome. And whoever's on hold, hang on through the break, and you'll be first up on the other side. 272-9228 if you want to join us on the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. We'll be right back.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closeout bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 50th Reunion Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
You come on like a dream.
just his birthday, Dave.
I know. Well, I was at one.
Oh, what a girl. Eyes that sparkle and shine. You're 16.
You're beautiful.
You're beautiful.
And you're mine.
And you're mine.
This is the Roy Moore theme song.
Just beating to it.
You're my baby.
This is the, you know who's the biggest loser in the whole Jeffrey Epstein story? Roy Moore. Roy Moore is on the record on Sean Hannity refusing to say he did not hit on teenagers when he was in his mid-30s.
Well, and it just creeps in the, like, you know, like in the ether.
Well, Hannity was throwing softballs to him. I mean, like slow-pitch softballs up in the air. And all Roy had to do is knock him out of the park. And that led me to believe there's more to it. Because he was unwilling to knock it out of the park. Because Sean said, but Roy, surely when you're 35, you're not out there hitting on 16-year-olds, right? Can you just at least tell the audience?
Well, you know.
Yeah, might have. Maybe. But if I ever hit on a 16-year-old.
She looked 20.
I'd talk to her father first.
Which, like, in its own way is a little bit even weirder.
That's
like,
way weirder.
Yeah, it just makes it super weird.
Because now he's unaware of the social weirdness of being 35 and talking to high schoolers.
Right. Mr. Moore, you got me at a trig class. That's what one of the girls said. When he called her at the high school on the high school phone, like called the counselor's office and was like, hey, can I speak to can I speak to Jenny?
Yeah.
And then they got her at a trig class. And he was like, hey, this is Roy Moore.
This is Roy Moore.
This is Roy Moore.
That could be huge.
This is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations of your area. We are testing equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies. If this had been an actual emergency, an official message would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Let me back up a second.
Wait a minute. Why aren't we happy being... I've been to West Africa.
Yeah.
From Senegal down to Zaire, which is now the Congo.
It's a businessman, isn't it?
Well, you know.
It is not a pretty place.
Yeah.
And why can't everybody be happy that you're here in the U.S.? I mean, I know we have a bad past, but the U.S. is great. I've been to over 34 countries, and this is the best place to be.
Are you trying to make an argument against reparations?
Kind of saying, why not be happy that you're here?
Yeah, I mean,
and not over there, because trust me, you don't want to be over there. I've been there. You don't like it.
Yeah. Okay. I hear you. I hear what you're saying.
And one other thing, you were talking about the Confederate battle flag.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, you know,
I'm going to go out on a limb and say you disagree with me on that.
No. Times change, but when I got one in 82 in the Marine Corps, just because I was trying to be a boy from the South, no one gave me any flack.
Yeah.
Right.
But times have changed now. Now I have to say, well, no, I'm not in the KKK. Sorry.
Yeah.
But well, I agree with you with that.
All right. I appreciate it. I'm glad.
All right, man.
Thank you
good
for your call.
You.
Yeah, good call, Bill. Good call, Bill. I'm glad that call took a turn for the better.
Yeah.
Because I was not knowing where he was going.
It was an interesting lead-in.
Yeah, yeah. You know, blacks are fine. They entertain me. I got blues, jazz. Like, well, and, you know, a lot more than that, you know. Major contributors to society and science and arts and humanities and civilization.
Let's not go there.
Yeah. But, yeah, I appreciate it. The call certainly improved from the way it seemed like it was going to start. Bill redeemed himself there by the end of the call. Was a little worried there for a moment, Dave. You know, that's the thing with live radio.
Yeah?
Just never. Look, I actually printed that story off just for proof. The Kentucky Deluxe, the rattlesnake and the uranium.
Well,
I actually printed it off. That's the thing with live radio. You never know what's going to happen or where the calls are going to go. You just kind of got to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
But
we roll with it. We do good.
He did a good job. Bill did a good job. All right. Toyota to build a new SUV rather than car plant in Alabama. Toyota originally was going to come in and build the Corolla here.
Right.
Now they're going to build SUVs. You know why?
Why?
Tariffs.
Oh.
Now, that's not what the story says, because they don't want to be seen as pro-Trump and saying this works. But you know the reason SUVs and trucks are made in America instead of imported into America? There's a 25% car and SUV, a truck and SUV tariff.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a truck and car dealer, like Dick Brubaker, you've got to, your cars may be built overseas, even though they bear an American label, like Chrysler or whatever. I don't know where Chrysler's built. Maybe they're all built here. I'm just using an example. Mm-hmm. Your cars may be built overseas and imported back in, like Hyundais or whatever. Some of them are made in Mexico. Some of them are made in Korea. Some of them are made in the United States.
Some are made here, yeah.
But the SUVs, usually, most of them, almost all of them, are made here in the United States. Tariffs. Now, I don't know why everybody's fine with the SUV and truck tariff, but as soon as Donald Trump instituted a car tariff, everybody loses their collective minds. I don't understand that. But that's the headline. The largest Japanese automaker announced in January 2018 that it would build a factory in Alabama with Mazda. Toyota said they're shifting to away from Corolla production over there in favor of light trucks and SUVs because of a growing consumer appetite. Sales for Corollas in the United States fell 5% in the first 6 months. Overall, Toyota car sales fell 8%. In the U.S., SUV sales only fell 1%.
Well.
Why are Toyotas falling? What do you think people are going to? The article doesn't speculate.
I don't know.
If you were a Toyota customer, what are you buying now?
Or are they just not buying cars?
Well, that could be. That could be.
I mean, because I haven't owned a car in...
You mean people are only buying trucks and
SUVs? Yeah, I mean, I haven't owned a car in, like, a four-door sedan since 2005.
If you were going to buy a pickup truck, what brand would you get?
Probably Ford.
Yeah, Ford, Chevy, Dodge.
Ford.
I don't know that I'm going for a Toyota. I might. I mean, they got a Tundra?
There's
Toyota.
A Tacoma.
And then Nissan has one. Yeah. But I just don't think of, like, rugged truck and Japanese car at the same time.
No, I know.
But, I mean, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. In fact, an old boss of mine had a Nissan pickup truck. It was phenomenal.
If I could afford it, I'd buy a 4Runner. Toyota 4Runner.
They look good.
They're cool.
They're badass. You can say that. It's a cool car.
They also, thing that most people in the audience wouldn't know,
uh-huh,
is that Japanese cars, trucks, and SUVs have more room in the front seat than Americans do.
Why?
I think because they don't need as much room in the back. So in America, we try to balance it, right?
Right.
But, like, and Fords, frankly, have more room in the front than Chevys.
You know what? You could drive my car. You know why?
Oh, easily. I've driven one before.
When I pull my seat all the way back, I can't touch the pedals.
Correct. I was going to say, I can put the seat back like Bubba Smith when he rips out the Chevelle seat.
It sits at the back.
Yeah. I mean, basically, and especially if you have the five-way adjustable.
I do.
I mean, I can sit basically like, it's like I'm almost sitting in the back seat.
Yeah. You can run my seat so far back, I can barely touch the steering wheel and cannot touch the pedals. It's Dave sized.
Is it stick?
No.
Okay.
I wish it was.
Yeah, I had a friend that had one that was stick I've driven the same thing but standard. Yeah.
It's
just one of those weird things. I mean, you pick it up and
you know why I want to drive a manual again? I drove one for a while. You know why I want to drive a manual again? Your car can't get stolen. People don't know how to
drive it.
They don't know how to drive it. And nobody asked to borrow your car.
Nope.
I don't like people borrowing my car. I don't like the mirrors getting changed. I don't like the seats getting changed.
I don't like it when my wife drives my car because she doesn't fix them back.
All right, let me tell you a story. My wife's going to be angry if she's listening.
Mine too.
Let me tell you something that's happened this morning, this very morning. I had to take her van in to Jenkins Tire and Auto to get serviced. And so that left her at home with ostensibly no vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Because my vehicle's there. She doesn't know how to even... I had to tell her how to turn it on and turn it off. And it's not that she's dumb. She's just never done it. And no one's shown you. You can't.
If you haven't learned how to do it.
Yeah. So she said, can I drive your car? And I was like, instantly I was like, I guess. But then I walked out to get in my car and I was saved because my sister left her car at her house last night. I was like, you can just drive her car.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Y'all about the same size. You can drive her car. But it takes me like a month to get my seat in the right spot. The moment it's moved.
Oh, yeah.
I will never be able to get in the right spot again.
Yeah, I can't either. It's very weird. And Michelle has presets in hers, but, like, mine don't, so.
Yeah. Mine might have presets, but I'm not presetted. I just made up a word. Jolene, 31 Jolene, after.
Jolene, Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, Jolene, Jolene. course you care. Your beauty is beyond compare with flaming hearts.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Crank up your engine. Alabama is known for having some of the world's best heavy equipment operators. Thompson Tractor is providing an opportunity to prove it. Enter the Thompson Caterpillar Operator Challenge on July 25th and 26th in Montgomery, Alabama, for your chance to win and advance to regional, national, and even international CAT competitions. The best CAT tractor operators in the region will be going steel toe to steel toe in a fun-filled, pressure-packed, open competition where the best operators will compete on the best equipment. Scores will be based on speed, accuracy, and best practices. All participants will get a shirt, hat, belt buckle, but only the top five will get a chance to compete in the finals later this summer and advance to the CAT Regional Operator Challenge competition. But you got to register in advance to enter, and you got to enter to win. So visit ThompsonOperatorChallenge.com for details. Call your sales rep or visit a Thompson Tractor location near you. Be sure to bring out your best, because that's what it takes.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
As we continue to track the progress of newly born Tropical Storm Barry in the north central Gulf of Mexico, our forecast is for another hot day with a high around 94, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening into tonight, enhanced by the tropical moisture around Barry. Low tonight, 75. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, scattered to numerous showers and storms, most prominent in the afternoon and evening hours. Locally, tropical downpours, high temperature in the low 90s, and not as many storms on Monday. Stay on top of all this tropical weather action. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Today, go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
I got 36 minutes after 11.
I think that you're wild. Inside me is some child.
Got Dave Mallory, Baron Coleman in the studio here with you. I saw Troop Booth last night. He had he had the James Bond Submariner on.
Or did I?
He was at the bar.
Oh, you know what? I think we just didn't get to say hi.
He was at the bar. You should have.
Drat.
absolutely fantastic human being. Troop Booth, a jeweler extraordinaire, a guy that just understands the jewelry business better than anybody, and, you know, certainly around here. And I just can't recommend enough that you get by Heirloom Jewelers. If you like jewelry, if you think you like jewelry, if you just want to talk jewelry, if you just want to meet a nice guy, he runs a great business over there, and he's super, super friendly, talkative. He's upbeat personality, and he'll sit there and wow you with his collection. I mean, really, truly wow you with his collection. Get by there when you get a chance. Heirloom Jewelers, they're on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. He'll buy your jewelry. He'll sell you jewelry. You can trade out jewelry. You know, you got a nice watch. You want one of his watches? Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, fresh and breezy. You know, you just trade that bad boy out. That's too much?
No. I like it.
Yeah, well, it happens. Dave, the look on Dave's face when I said...
Well, it kept going.
Easy squeezy, fresh and breezy, lemon, whatever I said. But anyway, get by Heirloom Jewelers and get a chance. You're going to absolutely love Troop Booth, and you're going to agree with me that he is a fantastic, fantastic human being. Open Tuesday through Friday till 5 o'clock, 9 to noon on Saturday. Closed on Sunday and Monday to be better. This is the kind of story I can get behind.
Oh, yeah?
It's not based out of here. It's out of Canada, but...
Well, we're huge in Canada, Baron.
I figured I would cover a little local news for our contingency, right. Aldo and others in Canada.
Many Canadian listeners.
Was half of Canada we decided? Maybe two-thirds?
At least. The smart half.
The smart
half.
This is a North Perth, Ontario, wherever the hell that is. Where's Ontario?
Is
that a city or a province?
No, it's a province. Oh. That's where Toronto is.
Oh, okay.
So, but it's very big. It goes from, like, New York to Detroit or to Michigan. Like, it's
not too big.
It's pretty big.
Yeah, whatever.
It's pretty big.
Okay, fair enough.
Actually, I think
it's not Montreal, right? Montreal's next to it. That's Quebec.
Quebec.
I need to learn more about Canada.
North.
I know everything I need to know about Canada, correct. Which is moose,
maple syrup,
Labatt's. So I know everything I need
Mounties.
To know about. Yeah, and they have and they call their things loonies and toonies.
That's right.
I do know that much. A driver in Canada was charged with failing to properly secure a child. You know what he used as a booster seat for his 2-year-old?
A 12-pack of Labatt's.
A 30-pack of Labatt's.
Well,
a 30-can case of Labatt's beer.
You know, Baron, the thing about that
this fulfills. I guarantee you, there was a jar of maple syrup somewhere in this car.
And either that, or they were like going to tap a tree. And I believe in child restraints and doing all that. You know, I mean, I think it's important. But there was a time. And I know it's Canada, so they were never great. But there was a time in this country when we rewarded that kind of ingenuity. When we said, you know what, sir? That's the, I know that you didn't have a booster seat for your 2-year-old, but you did have a Labatt's 30 rack. So you put the kid on top of it and you strapped him in. And, he's not really going anywhere. I mean, the worst that could happen is that, the glass breaks and maybe it goes through the carton and he gets scraped up or something, right? The kid, right? That's what we call ingenuity. Necessity is the mother of invention, Baron, and they're punishing him. I think they should give him the Canadian, we have the Medal of Freedom, they have the Medal of Syrup, right? So I think they should give him the Canadian Medal of Syrup for that. I think that is like...
The Medal of Syrup?
Yeah. I think he should be a syrup ambassador. For his genius
He'll come riding in with a beer in each hand.
I mean, this is just on a moose.
On a moose.
That's right. I'm just saying.
Well, at least he didn't let... it was also the front seat.
Well...
So he was in the front seat, which a 2-year-old isn't supposed to be.
Well, that's probably why they noticed him. I mean, if the dummy had just put him in the back...
Well, they probably pulled him over because he had a 2-year-old in the front seat. And they pulled him over. He's like, it's okay, officer. He's on a 30-rack of Labatt's. Toddler was not injured. Police charged the driver with failing to ensure he was properly restrained. Good for them. That's the kind of story I can get behind. Because that has application well outside of Canada. This is not a story I can get behind. I should have done this with the Roy Moore story. More than 21,000 child porn images found in Mobile musician's home, police say.
Well, he sounds pleasant.
I don't know that I've looked at 21,000 images in my life. You know how many pictures that is? If you look at one image a second, how many days would it take you to go through that?
Probably a lot. Did you say 21,000?
21,000.
Good God.
He's only 30 years old. Hell, he's probably been collecting them since he was, contemporaries with these kids.
Maybe somebody like law enforcement can tell me this, but can call in and enlighten us. But how come on all these like child molester like cases and child porn things. How come they have just like an they all have an unfathomable amount of this material?
Nobody has a picture.
Right. They're not like, you know, right. You know, they don't have like a hidden file or they have like, you know, on their computer, where they have like three things that they look
at. Well, here's the thing too. I mean, okay, so you, over the course of your child pornography collecting life, have collected 21,000 images, okay? You know, fair. And I'm not suggesting anybody tamper and destroy evidence, but get rid of that computer and maybe have a thumb drive with, like, your favorite 10, right? And then you come back to those when you need them. But you don't leave the thumb drive on the internet to be seen and scoured by law enforcement. It's like these people who know law enforcement is coming over and keep the computer. I don't understand it. I will never understand it. I will never understand it. It's like, you know, drug dealers. They get in the phone like every week. You know why? No evidence. Or not much. Just a little bit. Logan Brent Maughan. M-A-U-G-H-O-N. Mahon.
Mm-hmm.
That reminds me of the, do I have access to this quickly? The McMahon bit. Oh, man, I'll never find it. I shouldn't even try.
You shouldn't even try.
I shouldn't even try. Let's see. I'll try one folder. Nope, not there, so I can't even find it. I'll tell you this. Let's talk to Bud. Bud?
Good afternoon, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I finally entered Alabama again. Yeehaw!
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's funny. You're talking about the bus. You need to stop being a lawyer maybe 2 or 3 months and just drive.
Do what?
And just drive.
Just drive.
Just be a commercial driver.
I would love to
you
do
know,
that.
You're talking.
But I don't want to. I don't have to be qualified. That's the problem.
Okay, well, ride. How about that? You don't have to drive. Just ride. It's funny. You're talking about the Canadian beer. What? Labatt's? Labatt's?
Labatt's?
I'm a redneck. Yes. I was able to sample that. I'm not a beer drinker. Connoisseur. But I was able last week when I was up at Sodus, New York, Stone's Throw. If you have the arm of Hercules, I guess you could reach Ontario. I was able to sample that. That is darn good adult beverage.
Are you serious? Labatt's Blue? You like that?
Yes.
No wonder the Canadians are all crazy. I don't know that I've ever had it, Dave. Blue beer?
I've had Labatt's.
You've had Molson?
Molson Ice.
I've never had any of it. I don't like Canada, though. I'm off Canada.
Molson Ice, there was like a time when I think that like some, you know, like...
What, like 5.9%? Well, everybody's like, ooh.
Well, and they would like flood the market where it was like $7.99 or $8.99 for a 12-pack. So, yeah. when you're in college, you're like, hey, it's cheap.
Molson Ice. You know? High alcohol.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of, you know...
Here's how I knew I got old. I knew last night I wanted to have 3 or 4 pops, and I was going to have to drive home, and I didn't want to feel sick today.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew I was going to be there like 3 hours, so I wasn't going to be over the legal limit by any stretch of the imagination. It's going to be very safe to drive home and all that. But I also wanted to be extra cautious. So I looked on the menu, and I got the beer with the lowest alcohol content on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I went with. It was like 4.4% or something. And you know what? I never even really had like a head buzz.
GI beer.
Yeah, I mean, it really was. It was almost 3.2 beer that you just can't get drunk on.
Well, good.
Yeah, and I felt
well, good. I was able to savor a glass, and have you ever had anything called a Scrabble? It's like a meat, like almost like a Spam.
Scrapple.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had Scrapple.
Yesterday, I spent night over now at Port in Delaware, and I got Texas Toast. They don't call it Texas Toast. But that's what it was. Scrabble.
Scrapple.
Fried egg.
Scrapple with two
peas.
Oh,
peas. My goodness.
Yeah.
Yes. It was so good. So you need to live wild one day and just get in a truck for about 2 weeks and enjoy life.
You know, I might, but I don't know.
Okay, when you win this huge lawsuit and you get this...
Oh, I'm going to get so rich off this lawsuit, you have no idea.
You can buy...
I'm going to be loaded.
Truck. Absolutely. And then enjoy just seeing America. That's something I've really enjoyed over the past couple of months. I mean, it's really changing my redneck views on these damn Yankee states to realize how beautiful they actually are. They still should have lost the war, but they're still beautiful. I say that in jest. Truly, only in jest.
All right, my friend.
Have a good day, guys.
I do want to drive a big rig one day.
I've been to
47
of 50 states.
You know, I've never even been in a truck.
and
never gotten up in the cab of a truck.
And I also drove basically.
You've been in 47 of the 50 states.
Yeah, haven't been in North Dakota, Alaska, or Hawaii.
Yeah, you told me that on the other ones.
And most of them I drove through.
Yeah,
I did a big campaign for this for National Healthcare Association in the early 2000s.
Everywhere but North Dakota.
We started in California and we kind of zigzagged across the country.
That's cool.
So it was kind of awesome.
Get oil changes on the way and tires and all that.
Well, yeah, a lot of that.
The Goodson Group, Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group, 551-0225. 551-0225. I had the opportunity to see Eddie Bader. He's a realtor over at the Goodson Group last night. That's the quality of people you're going to deal with at the Goodson Group. Eddie Bader or Bo Goodson or one of the other talented real estate professionals over there. Bo Goodson has been in the business over 40 years. He's been teaching real estate for over 35 years, 37 years, I think he said. This is a guy who understands the business inside and out. You want a pro, you want an expert. You don't want to make a mistake. I saw on Facebook the other day, this is a true story. I saw this on Facebook. Somebody bought a house because they wanted to tear it. It was kind of a dumpy house in a nice neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to tear it down, or a nice part of town. They were going to tear it down and rebuild a house on top of it.
Yeah.
They want to save the 6% real estate fee, so they do it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They end up spending $1 million on this dumpy house in this part of town, and now the city won't let them tear the house down and rebuild on top of it.
Oh, no.
So they wasted $1 million, whereas if they had just hired a real estate agent, the agent would have checked it out and said, you can't do that. You know, so you're not going to be able to meet your needs here. In order to save a little bit of money, they ended up wasting $1 million. Now they're stuck with $1 million dump in a nice part of town that they can't do anything with because the city won't let them touch it. So, guys, I'm telling you, those are the types of pitfalls you're going to avoid. You want a professional. I don't have a complicated real estate transaction. I don't care. Call Bo Goodson, 551-0225. 551-0225. Check him out online, thegoodsongroup.com. We'll be back.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and related supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
I'm Jared with Tire City and Automotive Service. We are offering a buy three tires, get the fourth free. That's right, buy three tires, get the fourth one free. Get unbelievable savings on over 700 tires we have in stock while supplies last. Visit TireCityAL.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
where I've been.
Lindsey Buckingham. This is peak Lindsey Buckingham. I would love to see him play this live. It'd be worth the entire cost of the ticket just to see him on a stage playing this live. Because he doesn't need anyone else. I want him on a stool in a spotlight. Wow me, Lindsey. Wow me. All right, guys. 7 minutes till the top of the hour. I'm going to get to this phone call. Got Joey Clark in the studio. Dave Mallory, Baron Coleman here with you.
Impact needs to get Buckingham. That would be a good venue.
They couldn't afford him.
Probably not.
And he'd sell out Oak Mountain solo.
Yeah.
But that'd be, I mean, that's
an intimate venue would be, like the Impact, would be kind of good.
An intimate venue would be wonderful, but the tickets would be $600. You know,
I want to go see Lindsey.
I know, but I don't know if the Montgomery market can. He could do that in Nashville.
Yeah.
He could do it in New York or Atlanta.
Yeah.
I don't think he could do it in Montgomery.
Yeah, I don't think he could either.
Who's this?
Nello.
Hello. Yeah, that makes it easy. Joey, what's on your mind?
Just having a pretty good day. Started a little slow today.
Well,
you know.
You went to the News and Views event last
night. Yeah, the five-year anniversary. I had to show up late after my show, but it seemed like everything went well.
It was fun. We had a great time.
Good seeing everybody together.
Midtown Pizza Kitchen always does a great job. You know what's funny? Someone contacted me at like 3 in the afternoon and said, what do I need to do to help for tonight? Because, you know, we've had events at other venues, and you just some setup or there's some tear down there. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, you just show up. Like, I got there at 4:30 or 4:45, and everything was done, and Donovan was like, here, just have a beer.
I was like, hey, what's the, you know, do we ever run a show? Do we have anything? And Baron's like, dude, just show up.
They take care of it.
Who was the young lady's name, the waitress that was waiting?
Mariah.
Mariah's fantastic.
That's great.
Mariah's always been fantastic.
Yeah.
She's been there, what, 2 years probably?
Yeah,
absolutely fantastic.
Well, and you know, and
the whole wait staff.
I'm saying, not for nothing, they you know, the overflow people that came there and then wanted to eat an actual meal, they ate.
Yeah.
And they had their regular customers, and there was no, like, there was no rush. There was no, I mean, it was just totally seamless, like always.
It was more crowded in there than it is normally on a Wednesday night because we brought, you know, 40, 50 people at 5 o'clock and then probably a different 40 or 50 people at like 6:30. And so, because there were really two or three waves of people who came in. And in each wave was 30, 40, 50 people. So there were 100 more people in Midtown Pizza Kitchen over the course of the night than normally would be there. But it never felt crowded. It never felt rushed or weird or that, like, the service was never slow. You wanted a beer, you got a beer. You want a pie, you get a pie. It was good. It was a great event. If you guys ever want to host an event, Midtown Pizza Kitchen is a wonderful place to do it. A wonderful place to do it. Any major news stories that are?
I mean, I guess you covered the Iranians trying to get that British tanker and the Royal Navy going, uh-uh.
I did not cover it. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm not sure if it's a false flag operation or not.
Yeah, I always think that with these sorts of stories all the way across the world, and who benefits? Qui bono.
Qui bono.
Mm-hmm. That's why I won't cover it, to be honest with you.
I'll cover it, but I'll say, folks, don't believe it.
Now, I'm not a big clip guy. I don't typically play clips on the air.
We provide our own clips.
Yeah, I mean, we provide the magic here. But I am going to play this one because this is an interesting setup. I got Beto O'Rourke, candidate for president. And I want Democrats out there who listen to this program and liberals who listen to this program say, I don't understand how Barron is a conservative. I don't understand how Barron gets his philosophical consistency right. All right, I want you to listen to this. You have people who have risked everything to come to the United States.
Hmm.
And they have a former congressman, current candidate for president, who might be president in 18 months, 20 months. And they have an opportunity to ask him anything, and he can extol the virtues of the United States of America, right? He comes out there. These are refugees, legitimate refugees that have resettled in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And he's reaching out to them as an ambassador for this country. And here's what he says. To begin with, he sounds like Napoleon Dynamite. Get that out of your head. Because if you picture him in white high tops and tight jeans.
Grandma says you have to leave.
It ruins it.
You're ruining everybody's lives and eating all the steak.
You got some canned heat tonight.
So just I want you to listen. This is how Beto O'Rourke pitches America to people who've given up everything to be here.
Here we are
in Nashville. I know this from my home state of Texas. Those places that formed the Confederacy, that this country was founded on white supremacy. And every single institution and structure that we have in our country still reflects the legacy of slavery and segregation and Jim Crow and suppression, even in our democracy, the ability to vote and participate in our elections.
That's the pitch he gave refugees. Come to America. It's so wonderful. It was founded on white supremacy, and we still have it echoing throughout history on all these oppressive laws. Please, by all means, come to this great democracy, this great republic, where we will imprison you because of your skin color. We will make you not be able to participate in the Democrat. Please, by all means, come. That's the pitch. And does he not sound like Napoleon Dynamite?
He really does.
I had to do the cover my to make you guys not laugh, because when he first started talking, he sounds exactly like Napoleon
Dynamite. I heard
Dynamite.
This clip this morning, and I thought, and I didn't watch the video, and I thought, did they get the guy who played Napoleon Dynamite to play Beto O'Rourke?
I'm really hoping before
I thought this was a parody skit.
Well, and I really hope before he drops out of the race, he gets on stage somewhere and does an incredible dance to Jamiroquai.
Here we are in Nashville. I know this from my home state of Texas. Those places that formed the Confederacy, that this country was founded on white supremacy. And every single institution and structure that we have in our country still reflects the legacy
of slavery and segregation and
Jim Crow and suppression, even in our democracy, the ability to vote and participate in our election.
Every single structure and institution in our country still reflects white supremacy. This guy was like a Democrat superstar. They wanted him in the Senate instead of Ted Cruz.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, and I think it's almost too far of a stretch to say it was founded on white supremacy. No doubt it existed and was the dominant culture when the country was founded, but...
Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, 284-9292. Get in touch with Tom Latham over at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies for all your concrete needs. Penny Earn Concrete Technologies will be there to come give you a quote and get the job done well, actually perfectly, no problems. And I'm telling you, I put my reputation on a guy like Tom Latham. He's a good man, a good guy. And he's going to get out there and do the best he can. He's got great crews, and you'll meet these folks, and you'll say, you know what? This is what America's about. Being able to found a business, make other people's lives better. Tom Latham, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies.